Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands and lift your voice.
It's only you, Lord, that can satisfy my heart. I hunger after you, Lord. I'm helpless without you. I have a passion that nothing on earth can feel. It's only you. You can satisfy my heart. I've come, Lord, unto you. I'm helpless, without you.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you for being so faithful. And for the privilege of relationship, we do not take it for granted. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take it. Yes, sir.
Narekele.
It's a writer. Mention quietness everywhere. It's a breakthrough moment. What is the breakthrough moment? It's that moment where you cross the barrier you couldn't cross before. It's like a Jericho moment, where the wall standing between you and your destiny just collapsed. That's right, help her there. It's a breakthrough moment. A marital breakthrough moment, a financial, a spiritual breakthrough moment. A level, a dimension in the realm of the spirit you are trusting God to access, you have not been able to access. It's a breakthrough moment this morning. A breakthrough in your health, a breakthrough in deliverance against the forces of hell, the forces of darkness. I see an altar that is in form of a clay pot that is breaking right now. And every other form of altar, ancestral altar, generational altar, witchcraft spell, occultic power, and forces from hell that will not allow you to rest and your family, I see them breaking right now. I see you come out of the pit and come out of the grave and come out of the cage and come out of the agenda of hell for your life. Lift your hands up. Shut up. Lift your hands up. It's a breakthrough moment. I see an opening also. An opening also. By the authority of he that has the key of David. An opens and no man shuts. And shuts and no man opens. The one who said, I've set before you an open door. I see an opening. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. At the count of three, you scream, I receive. You receive the breakthrough. You receive the opening. You receive the open door. You receive the deliverance. You receive your intervention. You receive, you receive, you receive divine visitation. You receive divine encounter. It's happening right now. Lift your hands. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One, two. Again, in the name of Jesus. One, two, and three. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened to you. Something just happened to you. A breakthrough just happened. Liberty just happened. Freedom just happened. Deliverance just happened. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands. Check yourself quickly. God just did something in your body, healed you, delivered you, gave you an encounter, a visitation. Just rush to the front here quickly. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. The knee of the person by the right knee that God healed just now, check it and come forward. The knee, the left ear that God healed, left ear that God healed, check it and come forward. That brain condition that God took off, just confirm it and come forward. The lower abdominal condition that God handled just now, that female reproductive system problem, just took off. Step forward here, and you had an encounter where God set you free. Somebody received like a fire mantle just now. Just step forward and let's see. Somebody received a breakthrough. The barrier the devil said you could never cross in your life, that barrier just got crossed right now. I just confirm it right now. Somebody received the release of something that the enemy tied down all these years, and somebody received the restoration. Ooh.
And there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is yours. Mashada, ya 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 ya. Help her. When you are there, when you are there. When you are there, 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 when you are there. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you're always with me. When you are there, 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 when you are there. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. A long-awaited expectation is released. A long-awaited expectation is released. Shout the Lord and say amen. What happened?
Sir, by your permission, I'll take the two of them together. She said that while you were praying on the altar, she now saw an angel standing by your side.
I told you.
And flew straight to her and released fire into her eyes. She came out shaking. She said she opened her eyes, wanted to know if somebody was flashing a torch on her face, but saw that it was still, she didn't see anybody, and her light was in vision. And as she came out here, the fire is still on her. Said the same fire on her. And for 5 years, she's been experiencing like chains. Physically, she noticed that there were chains around her waist that resulted into pain. Now, she heard that chain broke as the fire hit her.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Every chain that you came to church with is broken now.
Sir, this is loving. She woke up this morning with heavy chest pain that would have hindered her from coming to service today. But she said in the course of that ministration, at the shout of her seat, that chest pain took off. She came out with tears of joy. You know?
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Our sister said she has had several failed relationships. When you said God was going to be bringing people across obstacles, she saw a very big gulf in front of her. And at the shout of I receive, a hand stretched across the gulf and pulled her to the other side of the gulf, and then she came out from that trance.
and that voice telling you you will not be established, that voice, that negative voice of depression, of discouragement, of despair, that voice, fire of the Holy Ghost, I speak to someone here today, that voice. That say you won't be like other people. That just don't waste your time. You're just wasting your time going to church. That voice today, it is deleted.
Sir, this is Sister Flavor. At the sight of Arisi, she fell under power and saw a giant hand pulling her out of the pit, and at the same time, a bee walked out of her.
It's your hands. Every pit you are in, you are out.
Hey! The pit of failure, the pit of rejection, the pit of disfavor, you are out.
Brother Matthew has had convulsion and seizure for the past 6 years, and it has equally affected his left ear. He said, but at the shout of I received, something left his ear and he believed that he's healed.
It affected his left ear like how?
It affected my left ear.
Hearing?
Yeah, yes.
Convulsion for 6 years.
I'm hearing, but the thing is always, and I affect my ear, as in, so as the relation of I received, so something left my ear.
Oh, that's right. Lift your hands. That is that spirit of convulsion. Epilepsy as an adult. Die!
Get out and return back no more. In the name, that spirit of shame and disgrace. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is a shame and a disgrace in your life
is arrested now.
Mary, she came into service with inking of the both eyes. At the shout of this, I received, she said the pain is gone and the ink is gone.
And congratulations.
Emeka, you just mentioned Emeka's case. He came into service with pain in the left hand and the pain took off. After
congratulations. Can you summarize the rest of Kanko?
Sister Divine, just last night, a demon stabbed her and she woke up with severe chest pain and difficult breathing. But as she shouted, I received, she closed her eyes and saw a black bear flew out of her body.
A black bear.
And then the pain disappeared, difficult breathing restored.
Every deposit of hell in your body, somebody say, every stranger in my body. Today is your end. You are living now. On your mark, get set, shall go. shout of praise.
Take your seat and let us round off now.
Yes. Our sister said in the midst of that heated worship, the midst of the heated worship, that she saw you stretch forth your hands from the altar, touched her forehead and told her it was over. She said once that happened, she saw a gate that looked like a prison open, and then she walked through it.
Power of the Holy Ghost. The gate is open. How many of you are trusting God for an open door? I told you it's a breakthrough. A breakthrough, a limitation that just left you. And a breakthrough just happened. An opening just happened. In the name that is above every name, I declare it is your breakthrough.
Shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat here.
Sir, this is Brother Mike. He said there are 8 in number in the family and they had academic challenge. None of them could go beyond primary school. Even in primary school, they did not do well. So all of them are out of school. When you said the pot should break, a woman appeared and you appeared with sword and you directed the woman to hand over everything that belonged to him to you. And he gave the books, everything that has to do with academics was released to him. And he said, it's remaining one thing. Give it to him. And immediately it was given to him. And he knows that limitation in the family is broken.
Embargo that nobody should succeed in school. Somebody's whole family is being delivered right now. The whole of your family. Every negative limitation of hell. You know it's ancestral curse we are destroying today. And witchcraft spells. Anything against your family. Against your loved ones. Today it is over. If I take just two. All right, then we can take your seat.
Yes, sir. You gave the word that there is a clay pot that looked like an altar in the family.
Yes.
So that word was for this young man. He said he had always had this dream where you would see this earthen pot made of clay. He said it became a concern. Things have not been working. So he decided to go and ask the mom, Mama, is there anything like this in the family? The mom confirmed it that yes, while the father was alive, there was this pot where substances were kept to preserve and protect the family.
And he began to fight them.
Yes. Said that the shaft of fire received, fire came and scattered the pot. And scattered the pot with immediate effect.
When you say a clay pot, and I saw the pot dig out from the ground. And I saw fire. When you said fire, I saw the pot broken. Nothing was working.
How many of you want every negative altar in your family to break? Lift your voice and your hands and say in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar, every diabolic altar, fighting my life, fighting my destiny, fighting my family. Today is your end. In the name of Jesus, cut fire. Fire! fire. Catch fire. And I decree the destiny of your family is released. The destiny of your family is released.
In Jesus' name. Yes.
Sir, this young man is 24 years old. And since he was born, he has never heard clearly on this ear. As a matter of fact, you need to come close and shout.
And he is very short. And his ear is very low. So how do you assess the ear now?
The only answer is call on this right. Now, at the shout of receive, this ear popped open. He can hear very well now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Can you close this ear? Close it very tight. You can see how short it is.
He is.
He is. Did they give you fertilizer?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Since he was born 24 years ago, the opening of the ear is not the major thing. Are you ready for two prophetic words? Stand up and receive it. Number one, everything that is closed around you, every door, every womb that is closed, every destiny, help this woman, stop this on her. Every destiny, everything that is closed around you, everything that is closed around you, every womb that is closed around you, every marital door closed around you, they are open now. Number two, everything that followed you from your mother's womb, every negative thing that followed you from birth, say after me, say every liability from my mother's womb on my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, shout, go! 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 It is gone.
Oluwa etobi,
etobi o, etobi, Oluwa, Oluwa, etobi, etobi o, etobi, kosani sani si, sani si sa, where o, etobi, kosani sani si.
Long-awaited victory. If you are that one, give him a clap. a shout and leap of joy. Give him the praise as you take your seat.
Odegu degu, bamba chola. Odegu degu, call his name.
Odegu degu, bamba chola. Call his name. Oya call his name. Oya call his name.
Odegu degu,
bamba chola.
Give the Lord a praise. The gate is open, and the agenda of the enemy is broken. James chapter 5. Verse 16 and 17, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The Lord bless his word. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Components of productive prayer, and this will be part two. In the first service, we said that prayer is made up of various components, just like the body of a person is made up of various components. The place that makes you to breathe is called the respiratory system. The place that helps the blood to be pumped around the body is called the cardiovascular system. The place that is responsible for food from the mouth and then the balance from the other side is called gastrointestinal system. So you have various components of the body in various aspects of it. You have the central nervous system for the nerves, the brain, the spinal cord. You have the musculoskeletal system for the muscles, for the skeleton and all the bones. And you have all these systems together that make up the person. In the same manner, there are various components that make for a functional and productive prayer life. A functional and productive prayer life. The first one we looked at in the first service was relationship with God. Relationship with God. We said that relationship is the bedrock of communication. That communications happen because there is relationship. And we also said that relationship is the basis of request. Is the basis and the strength of request. If you are asking somebody for something and you don't know him from anywhere, it is called begging. Where requests are made outside of relationship, that process is called begging. And prayer is not a place of begging. Prayer is a place of relationship-based requests. Relationship-based requests. We looked at all that, and the time will not permit us to go into that now. But the second pillar for effective praying is the life of uprightness. Uprightness of life. Uprightness of life. We saw that already in the book of James chapter 5 and in verse 16 and 17. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, of an upright man. Now, there are two things that are very important to note, and that is, number one, uprightness of life is key to accessing divine presence in prayer. Uprightness of life is key to accessing divine presence at the place of prayer. The Bible said in Psalm 59, verse 1 and 2, it said that Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2, it said that the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. That is iniquity, unrighteousness, ungodliness. It puts a gap between you and God, so it's not possible to pray and be heard. That is number one, is key to accessing divine presence.
Number two, uprightness of life, or what you might call the clearness of the conscience, is key to boldness at the place of prayer. Uprightness of life, or the clearness of the conscience, is key to boldness at the place of prayer. Proverbs 28 and in verse 1. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart. All right, I'll come back to that. Proverbs 28 verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Psalm 66 verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So the boldness to make requests. Times when you want to ask God for some things, and the devil will remind you of your life. He will remind you of the lie. He will remind you of the guilt. He will remind you of the stealing, the theft. He will remind you of immoral things. He will remind you things. So accessing God's presence is denied where uprightness is not in place, and boldness is also denied. We see throughout Scripture men and women who lived uprightly, and we saw the impact of their prayer. Example number one, Elijah. We already saw that Elias was a man of like passion, and he prayed. He told us the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then he began to talk about Elijah. Which means that Elijah was a man with valid life of uprightness. A man with unquestionable character. He had a very strong stand with God in righteousness. No wonder in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1 he said, before God whom I stand. He had a standing relationship of uprightness. As a result of that, he had a most explosive and productive prayer life. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 41 all the way to verse 46, we saw the life prayer of Elijah. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up. Eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees. What a prayer position. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. And he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. I speak to someone here today, in the name that is above every name, in this season, as you persist in prayer, you shall see the cloud of rain and the cloud of divine visitation. If you believe that, say the loudest, amen. Amen. Elijah lived upright, and he saw drastic results at the place of prayer. Example number two, Daniel. Daniel was the one who proposed in himself in Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 8 that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. And because of that purpose of heart, his prayer carried weight. His prayer carried weight. He will not defile himself. If you will not defile yourself, no devil can deny your force. If you will not defile yourself, no devil can deny your force. Your force at the place of prayer. He purposed in his heart. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, he prayed 3 times every day. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 to 22, we saw how God brought him out of the lion's den. Out of the lion's den by the force of prayer. I speak to someone here today. In the season we are in, your prayer shall carry force. Say amen like a believer.
your prayer shall carry forth.
Third example, Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was the man of proven character who exercised his conscience always to be void of offense towards man and towards God. In Acts chapter 24 and in verse 16, Paul the Apostle said, "And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense toward God and toward men." That is always, always. I want my heart to be clear with God, and I want my heart to be clear with man, always. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 10, he now said, "You are witnesses, and God also is our witness, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe." We behaved ourselves among you that believe. And this man, by virtue of this kind of life, exhibited the most explosive prayer life. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18, he's the one who said, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17, he was the one who told us to pray without ceasing. That means that was his lifestyle. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18, Paul the Apostle was the one who said, "I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than you all." In Acts chapter 19, verse 12, 13, 14, it was that same Paul the Apostle from 11 that special miracles were wrought, such that handkerchiefs that left his body cast out evil spirits. I pray for somebody here today, a fresh baptism of the Spirit and grace of prayer. If you are receiving it, shout the loudest amen. A fresh baptism of the Spirit and grace of prayer. If you are receiving it, shout the loudest amen. I have two counsels for you. Number one, endeavor, always endeavor to maintain a tender conscience towards God. Always endeavor. Never be used to guilt. Don't be used to guilt. Don't live in sin until you are used to guilt. The meaning of that is you came to a point where you don't feel guilty anymore, irrespective of what you do. It's a disaster. It's a danger. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2 tells us that in the last days, the perilous times will come where people will have their conscience seared with hot iron. Hardened criminals are used to, they live in sin until they don't feel anything anymore if they kill a person. They don't feel anything anymore if they kidnap the person. There are those who are, in fact, selling people's spare parts. It takes a whole lot of deadness of conscience to live as a prostitute, for example. Never, never, never live in sin until you are used to guilt, until you don't feel guilty anymore. Secondly, promptly confess and forsake known sins and transgressions. Promptly confess and forsake known sins and transgressions. Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 13, it says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But he whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." It is better to confess your sin than to excuse your sin. Did you hear what I just said? In Bielsa, yesterday, a young man, while the power of God was moving, had been in masturbation for about 11 to 12 years. He saw it, and I was telling them to call fire. he saw a female demon that was standing beside him. And the demon said, please don't call fire. Please don't call that fire. And he said, I will call it and say, fire. And that demon was roasted and dissolved out of his life. 11, 12 years of masturbation. So one of the pastors told me, he said, thank you for this deliverance that happened to this boy, because somebody left their church to another place where they say it is okay to do anything you want. Don't do anything you want. The sins you have sinned, before you sin them, you have been forgiving them. I mean, so he said, and he said, I mean, a major terrible challenge in that part of his city and land. He said, if it is not a problem, why will a demon be responsible for it? If it is not a bondage, why will a demon be attached to it? Why will a demon be attached to it? Why will a demon be the one enforcing it to happen? Somebody say aloud, amen. It's better to say, Lord, I'm sorry, than to say, Lord, you know this is the reason why it happened. It's better to say, Lord, I receive your grace to say no the next time, than to say, Lord, you should understand. Nothing like that. Somebody say aloud, amen. It's a new day for you. Everything that is a hold on your life, that is a battle you are battling with, that hold is broken. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. A louder believers, amen. A louder believers, amen. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for the word you received just now. Thank Him for the word you received just now. Thank Him for the word you received just now. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. I am grateful, Lord, and I am grateful. Thank you, Lord. Without any doubt, there are people here this morning, because of our time, you are interested in making your ways right with God. You are interested in having your sins forgiven. Remain standing. I didn't ask you to sit here. Remain standing. Everybody sit at me. I would ask them to please be upstanding. You are interested in making your ways right with God. You want today to mark a new day for you. You said, Pastor, I've been praying, and my prayers have had no result. Maybe this is the reason why. I want to make it right with Jesus. Place your right hand on your chest, everywhere you are, and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up?
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new one.
Where are you? All right. Quickly come forward at the count of seven. Let's receive you. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. One. Quickly, be the first to come.
Everybody sing, I'm a new creation.
Two.
Oh, thanks, oh, thanks, I pass away. I'm God again.
Yeah. standing still. Remain standing still. I think there are many of us that are really waking up in the harvest of souls. We're in the season, 6-7 weeks of harvest glory. Our assignment is to comb the land. He said, compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Pastor, deacon, choir member, usher, senator, businessman, anything we are, every single Sunday for the next 7 Sundays, one person compelled, not just invited, compelled to come. And I'm happy with this crusade-like altar call this morning. In Acts of the Apostles, 3,000 people were saved in one day. I am trusting the Lord that before these weeks are over, we'll have up to 3,000 people that came out for altar call at once. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. While they are still coming, if you are out there, I just talked about masturbation. Now, maybe that's not your case. Maybe it is smoking. Maybe it is Indian hemp. Maybe it is cocaine. Maybe it's crack. Whatever it is that you are bound to or tied to, adulterous life, whatever it is, pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, and quickly rush forward as I give you the count of five. Let's go. Anything, gambling, unforgiveness, bitterness, masturbation, homosexuality, bestiality, quickly come forward here. One.
Born again.
Two.
God, born
quickly come forward and surrender. Everybody, body, body, say, shout out praise. Place your right hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus. Everybody stand up on your feet. Everybody. I'll tell you why. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive that grace now, and I thank you, Lord, for hearing me and answering me. In Jesus' name, amen. So shall it be. You are free, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Remain standing there. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. What your father did should not affect you now. What your grandfather did shouldn't affect you now. By virtue of the altar of Calvary, you are not meant to be a victim of witchcraft. He says, surely there can be no enchantment against Jacob. Neither can there be any divination against the house of Israel. Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and say, Father, I come before you today. Lord Jesus, I confess you as Lord over my life. And I reject and refuse today every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every work of diabolism, every work of enchantment, every work of native doctors, every work of stargazers. I reject today in the name of Jesus. I receive healing. I receive deliverance from near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough. I receive deliverance from anti-marital forces. I receive deliverance from every negative force of my father's house. I command you, yokes, break right now. Every witchcraft spell, occultic spell on my life, you are breaking now. Lift your hands high. Now lift the two hands high. At the count of three, you place your hands on your head and scream, break. That is every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every occultic curse, every work of diabolism, every work of divination, every work of native doctors, every work of witch doctors. Today is your end, and you are breaking right now in the name of Jesus. One, two. Are you
you ready? At the count of three, you place your hands on your head and scream, break. And let the yokes and the chains break. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Break. 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 The power of God is flowing everywhere, 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 everywhere. So shall it be. So shall it be. It is done. I know there are encounters, but we don't have the time. But we'd like to hear from you later. Pick up anything you brought for impartation. And if you didn't bring any material for impartation, lift up your hand. I prophesy upon you today. I declare today, it's already a breakthrough season. Whatever is in your hands, you are trusting the Lord to impart for you and to turn into a miracle in your hands. They are turned into miracles right now. I prophesy a change of story for your life. I prophesy a testimony for your life. It is your season of open door. It is your season of breakthrough. Under the next 24 hours. And for someone else, under the next 48 hours. And for someone else, under the next 72 hours. And for everyone here, under the next 7 days. You shall hear your testimony. So shall it be.